Free Talk Live, your show. We are launching in hour number two, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue here into the second hour, and we continue with the 50 things everybody should know. The actual article title is every 18-year-old, but I think everybody should know these things. And some of them are a little better than the others, but they've been mostly good so far. The one that we left off on was that if you get fired, it's not the end of the world. And, of course, it is a tough time right now for some people in the economy, and the firings are happening.
But a lot of people are starting their own small businesses, and some of those small businesses are going to make people rich.
And as it points out, lots of people have moved on to bigger and better things after they have been laid off.
One thing that you have to also consider when it comes to small businesses, it may not make you rich. It is a good way in America to get rich, but it may not be the thing that gets you rich. However, you get to work on your own terms.
Yeah,
and that's worth a great deal.
You can't really price that out. I mean, how much is it worth to you to not have a boss, basically? That's a pretty sweet deal, and be able to wake up and set your own hours and stuff like that.
Well, setting your own hours, it depends on the business, right? If you open a retail shop, somebody has to open that shop from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday or whatever.
You're setting your own hours in that you're choosing to do what you're choosing to do. It's you that is controlling those factors. So I was telling a brief story about how things can get better after you've been fired, and I remember the first time, my first encounters with this as a young man was when I was first starting to work at the radio station down in Sarasota, Florida. There was a guy that was doing the night shift on the rock station I was working at named Jeff Zito. And he got canned not long after I had started working there. And I remember saying to him, this will probably be the best thing for you. And I didn't really know too much about that at that time because I think I was all 17. But for whatever reason, I'd already picked that information up going to turn into a good thing.
You'd learn that platitude.
Stay positive, right? And it turned out to be a good thing for him. He moved from the night shift at that rock station to a different rocker down south and south of Sarasota, and he ended up being the morning show host and is still there to this day. Ratings success story, and good for him, right? So then six years later, Clear Channel finally decided to eliminate my position. And that means you're downsized, right? We don't need you anymore. We found somebody else who can do your job, and they'll take on extra responsibilities, and we'll pay them less. So
let's not forget that upon the station or the station being shut down, that you then called upon the listeners to write emails in mass, and the show was very popular, had lots of dedicated listeners.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he was Brad Harden, the guy that was in charge of rock stations, as though he would care about a hot talker. On 4,500 watts in Sarasota, Florida, when he was in charge of rock stations all over the Southeast, probably crashed his email server in that certainly dozens, scores, hundreds of emails saying, save this show! And that's why you got canned.
You think they fired me because I made noise about Free Talk Live?
I just don't think you get how annoying noise can be. Like how much it pisses some people off.
It shouldn't be pissing him off. He's hearing from listeners, and they're telling him what they want to hear.
Shouldn't. However, he's human.
Yeah. Well,
and you did get downsized.
So what happened?
Why do you suppose they didn't take you and put you on this 14:50 a.m. and in the afternoons?
Well, wait, did...
you'd been promised that.
I thought that campaign happened after they reneged on their promise.
I don't know.
It's been a while. Anyway, what happened
People care to write emails at that point, then? Did you send them an email or something?
I might have.
I don't know.
I might have. It's been so long. I mean, we're talking about 2003 here. No, it would have been 2003. We started in November of 2002, and then 2003, they took us off the air, and they promised us, and you weren't on the show this time, they promised us, you guys, we're going to move you from nights, it's going to be an upgrade, you're going to move on to our AM station, and we're going to put you on as the afternoon drive show. Now, the FM station, I think, would have had more listeners than the AM station, but afternoon drive is certainly a better day part. There's more people driving home at that time listening to the radio, and then... That's what they promised us when they took us off the air. Months went by. nothing really happened. They were kind of dragging their feet at changing the AM station's programming. And then we got word that they had decided on Sean Hannity. So instead of going with the local option, going with the local hosts that had built a brand, essentially, in a short period of time, 6 months is about all we had on the air before they took the FM station off the air. But we had a some level of name recognition out there in the community. And
best ratings of the station.
I don't know about that.
On Real Radio.
Nah,
we certainly took
best ratings of the night.
Yeah, we certainly took that day part and moved it up.
So they made this promise, and they reneged on it, and they put old Sean Hannity in because, well, you don't have to pay Sean Hannity. I don't think you have to pay for his show. Anyway, they put him in there instead of taking us, and I think that's what prompted me to send to have that email go out to our listeners, because I had been building the Free Talk Live updates list at that time during our original airing.
Yes.
And so I had probably about a couple hundred names on that list. They asked them to send out emails to the bosses at Clear Channel saying, hey, you know, please put this local show on instead of Hannity. And you're saying they didn't like that very much, and they downsized my position. They offered me a nice little severance package. And
out.
Yep, and see you later. We don't need your services
anymore.
Did they
walk you to the door?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, so see you later.
That's always awkward, walking someone to the door after you fired them.
Yeah. So we don't need your services anymore, and you're done. And it was great. It was one of the best things that could have happened, because had I stayed at Clear Channel and I wanted to continue with Free Talk Live, I mean, let's presume they gave us the afternoon drive slot. That would have been the worst thing.
Because I wasn't there.
That would have been the worst thing that could have happened to the show, in my opinion. I think that that taking the afternoon drive slot at that Clear Channel station would have been the beginning of the end for Free Talk Live.
Like so many shows that are in Clear Channel, they don't get syndicated, and they just kind of stay as local shows. You know, we certainly got syndicated before Clear Channel would have ever paid to syndicate us.
And it wasn't just that. I was thinking about this more recently, and it dawned on me that this is a big corporation. I mean, Clear Channel is a behemoth. It is a huge, it's the largest radio broadcasting company in America. And it was even bigger at that time. They had even more stations in their repertoire. They've since then sold a lot of their stations off. But the way Clear Channel is managed, and don't get me wrong, we've got some Clear Channel affiliates that come on board for our Saturday show, and they're the biggest affiliates we have. I mean, they've got some great transmitters and some big markets out there. They do some good stuff out there, no doubt about it. I mean, a lot of their programmers, I like them a lot. But the way the company is managed is very top-down. You know, and it's now more so than ever from my conversations with some program directors recently. They've been consolidating and firing people, so even more people have been given the axe over the last 100 days there. And now, you know, these regional market managers that have, well, a region that they deal with, not just one local market, but several markets, they're handing down diktats now, saying you have to do this and you have to do that. Can you imagine, Mark, how much more control Clear Channel's managers would have wanted to take over the show if they'd given us that afternoon drive slot? It would have been instantaneous. Maverick, the program director, would have been in there. Oh, I think you guys should do this. You should do this. Yeah. You should talk about this. Well, we can't have you talking about those sexual topics anymore or whatever, right?
Sure.
It would have been the beginning of the end for the freedom of being able to call this show and talk about anything. But luckily, they blew me out the door. I decided I needed to keep Free Talk Live going, so we kept doing an internet show. Then we took it on a brokered talk station where we were paying for airtime. And then after that, we moved it to another talk station where we were doing the show free again. We weren't paying and we weren't getting paid.
Right, that was the one I was managing.
Right, and it was shortly thereafter that the show got syndicated. So getting out of Clear Channel and being fired was the impetus for taking Free Talk Live to the next step. Had that not ever happened, I don't know where we would be right now. It certainly wouldn't be where we're at.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the firing was a good thing.
One of the best things that could have happened to this show. What's your story? I'm sure that I'm not the only one with a story like this.
I'd like to mention that I got fired from Free Talk Live before the station got downsized.
Mm-hmm.
With the famous line, "Do you like apples?
You're fired.
How about them apples?"
Yeah.
Which was kind of fun, considering I wasn't really getting paid for it. But if I had stayed on, then I would have had to have started working as the local sales manager for that station, likely bringing in more money, which would have kept that station on the air, which would have kept Free Talk Live a local show, and we never would have gotten syndicated again.
Yep. So what's your story? Have you been canned, given the axe, eliminated, position destroyed, and then it ended up working out really well for you? We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. Get you to them, and they're free. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. You can just Call Gil Edwards over there at Termco Insurance Agency. He specializes in term life insurance. Call 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712. Termco.
Toll-free number for us to bring you on the air about whatever you want is 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about some things that everybody should know by the time they're 18, but if you still don't get it and you're a little bit older, then probably might want to implement some of these in your life if you haven't done so yet. And some of them are there's a couple cheesy ones coming up here. We'll get to those. But first, your phone calls. I'd ask the question, does anybody have a story they want to share about how they were fired and then things worked out just great? If things worked out better than they perhaps would have had you not been fired. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Keith in Arizona. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
I think you'll like this story. I was fired from a Motorola subsidiary that did a lot of two-way radio work. And then my bosses were fired. I ended up hiring one of my former bosses.
Wow.
And I was making $85 an hour, and I was paying him $35 an hour.
Sweet. So the student became the master.
And at a slower rate.
Yeah, so it could be an opportunity for people to... I was able to collect unemployment and build up my business, and it slowly grew and grew until I was making as much money as I could stand. And now I'm doing some consulting work, and so it worked out really well.
Life is good. Thank you for the call tonight, Keith. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. I think people are trained in America to find themselves a job, find themselves a good job, and stick with it. You stick with that job, and you will someday retire, and you'll be, and everything will be just great. You won't have to take any risk.
That's the way it used, that's the way sort of the idea was it used to be. But you've got to, you know, now you've got to be fluid. You've got to, you know, hop from one offer to the next. You know, whatever's doing, you know, whatever's going to give you the best offer.
And if you're planning your life around the idea that you're always going to have your job, and maybe, I don't know if this is going to come up on the list, but if you're planning your life around the idea that you're always going to be there, and that there's always going to be another paycheck right around the corner, you are painting yourself into a very dangerous area. Because if you are counting on that job being there next week, that could be problematic because there's no guarantee, no matter how great of an employee you are, no matter how, you know, good times seem to be, there's always that chance that next week the axe may fall on your position. If it's not your business, if it's not your entrepreneurship, if you're just working for somebody else, they may just decide that they love you, but they can't afford you anymore. Maybe they'll bring somebody in who's 20 years younger than you who will do the job for half as much. Or whatever the story might be. But there are a lot of people that count on that paycheck the next week. And it goes back to something that we were talking about with Dale last night and the idea of having a buffer, having a savings buffer. And I know, Julia, you know about this. Having a certain amount of money saved up to where if you do get fired, if all of a sudden the worst happens, you can handle it. You've got the funds there to take care of that. So we continue here. Let's talk to you you about whatever you want. Steve in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about how I got fired from my job at McDonald's.
Okay, sure.
And I made it turn out for the better. I went to a job convention, mm-hmm. and I actually met my wife there.
No way. Oh,
that's kinda
neat. Was the circumstance?
Yeah, I did.
What was the circumstance? How did you meet her?
We were actually in the line for the bathrooms, and I just bumped into her, and we took it from...
Should hang up on him, board op. Thank you very much. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't really understand why they keep trying, Mark. It's not going to be successful. So
they're not funny prank calls.
No.
That's what's so stupid about them.
Please, but prank the show. If you've got a funny prank call, but hollering, expletives, just not going to do it.
So we continue here with the things that you should know. It's too bad. It was kind of a nice story. Number 16, if you're not happy with the job market, the government, or schools in your area, remember you can always move to another city or another state. Lots of Americans do that every single year.
And if you don't like the schools in your area, you can always pay to send your kid to school, and then you'll like the school.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't like the free government schools in your area, free by meaning that you don't have to pay for them any more than you have to pay on your property taxes.
This seems like one of those really obvious dumb ones. I mean, do people really not think they can just up and move? I suppose there are some people that like to tell themselves that they're stuck where they are, but that's not because they don't think they could possibly move at some point. It's just they're telling themselves a story about how, I can't get out of here. It's just life is too hard. Well, can't save any money.
People seem to be, humans seem to go for the status quo. And we've talked about that sort of, talked around that in some of these issues this evening and last night. And people sometimes do feel trapped when they shouldn't. And one of the things I've been thinking of is often people here in the government in Keene will say, well, of course people love it and don't mind the taxes in Keene, the highest tax rate in the state, practically the highest tax rate in the state. They stay, don't they? Well, yeah, but if you think about the blacks at the end of the Civil War and all the way up till the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s, they were definitely second-class citizens down in the South, but many of them didn't leave. Does that mean that it was okay with them that they were treated like second-class citizens, hung, shot, their women raped?
Certainly, moving around is one way to change your circumstances as far as the amount of government oppression that you might be feeling. However, there's only so far that you can run. You can't escape the reach of the state. There's always going to be some other person, a group of persons calling themselves the government that is going to extract your wealth from you. And until we do something about that, it'll never change. And that's why, of course, we talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show, and we'll inevitably talk about it a little bit more later. Let's continue, though, with a list of stuff. Number 17. This is a quote from somebody named Anne. She says, I wish I had known to check the oil in my vehicles and have changed it regularly. It would have saved a lot of money that I spent on repairs directly due to my lack of changing the oil per the mechanic. Pretty basic one. 3,000 miles, oil change.
Yeah, that's what the oil companies say. If you look at your owner's manual, it's more like 5. And
is that true?
Some oils are 10.
Really?
I get the synthetic oils just because, you know, I want them.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different things about that. I've heard people that are into cars that say that you don't have to change it every 3,000 miles.
Yeah, but if you never change the oil, you're going to be in for some trouble.
That's bad, bad, bad news. Very bad news.
Number 18. This one's obvious. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Yeah. If you haven't learned that one yet, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm going to skip some of the more lame-o ones here in a moment, and we'll get to some of the juicier ones. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away to Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those. Got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, so going through the things that every 18-year-old should know, and it's stuff that you should know at any age, so we'll continue here. Some silly ones like don't ever open a hot radiator cap or you can get seriously burned. Is that not obvious to people?
It says it
right there on the cap.
It does say it, but I mean, yeah, that one doesn't bear enough repeating.
Really?
Don't open a hot radiator cap. Make sure it's cool. Hours and hours cool.
Wow. Okay. Number 20. Here are the three keys to keeping a reasonably clean house. Don't leave any dishes in the sink overnight.
Mm.
Every time you have a full load of clothes, wash them. And take out the trash every time the can is full. If you do those things, wipe up your messes and vacuum when the floor gets filthy, and you'll keep things reasonably neat. I think it's interesting that they have to mention this one because it really tells you how many people are not so neat out there, right?
It's easy to keep on trying to shove things into the garbage can. Push it down and then put things in. And then it just makes it more likely you're going to have a rupture with the bag and there's going to be problems there. I don't know as far as clothes go. I'm responsible for separating my clothes into different colored baskets.
Oh, are you really? Julia tries that with me, but it doesn't end up working out too well. I think we've kind of got it down now. Like, I don't have to separate anything.
No.
You've kind of got my own little closed area that I can put things. Are guys very good at that kind of thing? The whole separate.
Anybody who chooses to be good at it is good at it. Anybody who chooses not to be good at it is not.
I guess I've chosen not to then.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm not very good at it.
I never understood the whole washing different things separately. I guess it has to do with things that bleed, right?
Yeah.
Well, it has to do with colors and what colors go well together. And if you're doing just a lot of white laundry, you want to put bleach in it. You don't want to put any colored laundry in there because you don't want to ruin your colored clothes. But for me, the huge thing is, like, if you wash towels with regular clothes, then your regular clothes get lint on them. If you wash work clothes with regular clothes, like, my work clothes smell like work clothes. So I don't want anything else of mine to smell like work clothes. So, I mean, maybe guys typically aren't as picky about little things like that.
I guess not.
I don't know. I'm sure some are, but that's probably why.
The work clothes thing I wouldn't worry about, but I do believe the towel should be washed with bed linen, bed clothes, as it were. And that's, you know, that's it doesn't really matter if you have lint on your bed, you know, bedding, because usually it's a light color and doesn't matter.
All right, number 21, if you use a computer even semi-regularly, it's worth your time to take a typing class. I have to disagree with that.
I took a typing class, and it actually really helped me. At the time that I took the typing class, I wasn't very good at it. Before I took the typing class, I was a little bit of a chicken pecker. And when I, which is, for people who don't know, somebody who just hits the keys one at a time.
Yep.
I took a typing class.
With one finger, right?
One or two.
Yeah.
Before, when I took the class, I learned where to put my hands and stuff like that. And I didn't do that great in the class. I think I got a C or a B. The lady was mad that I was looking at my fingers. She didn't like that. But from that, I learned, you know, very slowly how to, like, set up my fingers. And just practice helped me get a lot better. And I'm a really good typer now. But I feel like that helped me a lot.
No. So much faster than I used to be, but I did take a typing class in school, so I knew where, and I knew finger position.
You learn, really, you learn some useful things.
I think you can learn that by,
read a fact on the internet.
Right, online games.
Well, when I learned it, the internet wasn't as big as it is today.
Sure.
Maybe it's not necessary today.
Back when I was in a typing class, we had IBM PC Juniors.
Okay, we had Selectrix.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
The IBM PC Junior did not have any sort of hard drive or anything like that. It was one of those computers where you had to put a disk in.
It had 128K, didn't it?
That's memory. There's a difference between memory and a hard drive. But I took a typing class when I was in sixth grade, and it was just annoying, you know, the whole not looking at the keyboard thing.
I didn't see why it would matter if you were looking at the keyboard, if that helps you. Like, right now, I can type really well without looking at the keyboard. But at first, I needed to look at the keyboard a little
bit. Absolutely.
Is that a problem? Our teacher used to walk around and, like, look, oh, you were looking at your keyboard.
Keyboard
Nazi. Does it really matter?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, if you've got the basics and you just practice at it, you'll get good at typing. That's really all you need. Anyway, number 22. It's not enough to buy a gun and stick it in a drawer like a lucky talisman. You need to learn to use the gun. And that's a good one.
Don't buy a gun unless you learn how to use it.
Yeah, it's not a collector's item. It's a tool. It's a weapon, although some people do collect them.
Yeah,
the people that collect them tend to know a thing or two about guns. So if you're going to have a gun and you intend to use it for self-defense purposes, that's one of those things you should probably go ahead and take a class on.
You need to be comfortable with it. You need to know where that safety is. You need to be able to flick it off and fire that gun relatively quickly.
I mean,
safe to firing.
Even if you're not out on the range on a regular basis, you should go to actually learn the basics of how to use your firearm and certainly put some bullets through it and know what it's like to fire it. You can take that training as far as you want to. You can take a basic level, just understanding firearms, firearm safety. That's the number one reason to take a class on firearms, in my opinion, is so you can be safe with them because they are deadly, dangerous weapons. And if you disrespect the gun, there's a good chance you're going to end up with some lead inside you. A good chance. Because the number one, of course, rule with a gun is to never, ever, ever point it at something you don't want to destroy.
Yeah.
Even if you think it's empty.
And even in the general direction.
Even if you know it's empty.
Even if you know, absolutely. Even if you know it's empty, even if you've checked that it's empty, you never point a gun at somebody. And this is something you don't, you know, they don't tell you that when you go and buy the gun. You have to do a little bit of digging to find these things out. So
they don't teach you how to drive a car when you buy a car either.
Yeah, exactly. So go and check into those classes. Now, you can go crazy, and you can take classes that will teach you how to fire under pressure, and you can take weekend-long courses on firearms training and things like that. I don't know if everybody needs to do stuff like that, but understanding the basics of firearm safety and being able to actually fire your weapon is probably the basics of stuff you want to do. Let's go to your phone calls here and go unscreen to the amp line. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
Typing.
Okay.
I learned how to type in 5 minutes.
What do you mean?
Really?
When I was in college, it was before, you know, if you had a computer, you were pretty much well to do because it was back in the early 80s. So I didn't have a computer. I had a typewriter, an electric typewriter. And I was doing two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate walked in, and he said, put your fingers here. So you put your four left fingers on the pinky goes on the A, your right left ring finger goes on the S,
mm-hmm.
your middle yeah. finger on the D, your
SDF,
index
right.
on the F.
SDF.
Do the same with the other hand. It would be your index on the J.
JKL and then semicolon.
JKL right. and colon, and then type. The quick red fox jumped over the lazy brown dogs, period.
That's every single letter in the alphabet, right?
That's every single letter in the alphabet. You just do that, and you practice. It took me 5 minutes. I didn't take a class. Then I had to pay for a class.
I should mention that my class was in, like, eighth grade, and I got a credit for it in middle school, so I didn't pay. I guess my parents technically paid for it through their property taxes, but I had to go to school anyway, so...
All the high school classes are kids in my area, or maybe it is middle school. They have to take typing, too. They have to take keyboarding. And that's okay. It gives them a chance to practice.
Yeah, but it's so retarded. I remember they put, I don't know, they probably still do this. They had this keyboard blocker thing where you had to put your hands underneath it. You could not see any of the keys on the keyboard, and you had to type underneath
it. They didn't do that
for
me.
It was crazy. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. I think seeing the letters helps you understand where they are. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAndHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45 com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A+ rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, we have a variety of ways that you can do that. And they're all listed at promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from printing out flyers to contacting your local radio stations and more. You'll find all of the details at promote.freetalklive.com. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Steve in South Carolina, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Steve.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Ian. Julia. Mark.
Hello.
Doing well. Got three things. One, with the keyboard and the typewriter, I took it in, what was it, ninth grade, and I had an IBM Selectric, which had the actual ball that spun around and typed whatever.
Yeah.
This is what you had, right, Mark?
I didn't have it. The school did.
Right. Okay.
And I had the ball. You could change it out and have different fonts, so on and so forth. But the teacher hated me so much, she put me on a manual typewriter, the one you had to press the key all the way down.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hated her at that point in time, and I really just didn't care for the class. But then when I went into computers, and I've got a master's degree in cybersecurity, I was like, you know what? I wish I could find Ms. Hickman from Monroe, Louisiana, and thank her. Thank her very much for what she did.
Why is that? What's the advantage to having learned in some way on a manual typewriter? My mother had one, and I had to use it, but I mostly chicken-pecked at it because by the time I hadn't learned how to type yet at that point.
Well, the point, and that's where the keys actually were thrown up and yes. hit the paper. That wasn't it. That was torture at that part. But the thing is she made me learn. And I was like, you know, I'm now thankful because, you know, I can type, and I did the state thing, and I typed 47 words a minute, which passes for state employment, which is okay for me. But, you know, I just, at that point in time, I just hated it. And now I'm going to thank her for it. So, you know, it's just looking back and reflecting, it wasn't that bad. Now, for Julia.
Yes.
What are the home keys on a typewriter? On a keyboard.
Didn't we already go over this?
The same thing.
ASDF, JKL, semicolon?
Yes, but where... How do you know without looking at the keyboard where to lay your fingers?
How do I know?
Oh, I know the answer.
I don't know.
The nubs, the little bumps on the keys.
yes, Ian's got it. Ian's got it.
Oh, yeah, I guess I know that now. That
the S and the J have little bumps on them.
Wow. I didn't know that's why they were there.
Yep. So if you're blind, you can feel or whatever.
All that matters is that you can use them, and I know the little bumps are there.
I've got a spiffy little light on my keyboard, so in the dark I've got no problem.
Very good. Thank you. Anything else on your mind, Steve?
Yeah, the gun thing is, you know, I took the 8-hour course on a Saturday for my gun permit, and which is really good because they give you what the state laws are about carrying a handgun. And, you know, it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The concealed weapons law down here, but in New Hampshire, it's an open carry.
Yes.
Which is absolutely amazing to me. I wish it was an open carry here, but we have to conceal it.
And there are no classes up here. The concealed carry is something that the government demands you get a permit for, but they're what they call a shall issue. So basically you go in there, and as long as they don't determine that you're a nutball, they'll grant you the permit or a felon.
So you don't know what the laws are in the state of New Hampshire about handguns?
Got no clue.
Wow. So.
But I don't. I also don't have a concealed weapons permit either. So. And I don't plan on getting one.
New Hampshire.
Hmm?
You wouldn't need one in New Hampshire.
No, you do need one. The permit.
It's a shall issue permit, right? You go down.
Correct. You go down and they give it to you unless they think you're a nut job or a felon. But if you want to open carry, you don't need a permit for that. But if you want to conceal, then you do need to get the concealed weapons permit, which, as I was saying, is again, as Julia pointed out, a shall issue. Make sense?
What is the shall issue?
They shall issue it. You ask for it, they shall issue it.
Right. I don't know. I was talking to a couple of the local police lieutenants about this, and they were trying to convince me that this is a good thing because it keeps crazy people from getting guns, which is just, you know, I don't believe that for a moment. But that's basically what their justification is. Well, we want to do this to keep the crazy people's hands off of guns. And I don't know how they determine how you're crazy or not. If it's a shall issue thing, I guess if you come in there ranting and raving and talking about how you're going to kill somebody, then they might not give you the permit at that time.
Okay, so you do have to have a permit, and if they ask you for it, you have to show it.
I don't know. Now you're asking me about the laws that I
don't. You
don't
have to
know.
Carry the permit on you.
That's true. You don't. That's true. But you might have to show them later, right? Or they can look you up or something like that. Anyway, they don't have it.
So a bipolar person can buy a handgun, state of New Hampshire, open carry, and no one's going to question.
It's my understanding, yeah.
That's a little insane.
Hey, it's crazy up here. And would you believe, Steve, that we don't have gun battles happening in the streets on a daily basis here in New Hampshire? Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Streets are pretty safe up here, actually.
A lot of the whole thing about these gun laws is it's just really blown up. They sell fear that somehow crazy people are going to get guns. Crazy people, by and large, for one, are institutionalized, and they don't want to get guns or anything like that. The guns cost too much for crazy people. Crazy people don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who has enough money to buy a gun is crazy, is sane enough to get one through a permitting process anyway.
Absolutely.
And certainly could get one black market if they wanted one.
Yeah. If you are crazy, like the kind of crazy where you're going to go and blast away a whole bunch of people, then you're sane enough to be able to plan that, which means you're sane enough to be able to walk into a gun store or go into the police department and fill out whatever forms you need to fill out.
And if that
normal.
Doesn't work out for you, you're going to get a gun anyway.
Well, exactly. Because as Mark said, the black market's always the solution. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Now, this is a good one. These are tips for living, things every 18-year-old should know. When you move, sell, throw away, and give away as much as possible, or you'll just end up moving boxes from one closet, where they've been sitting for 5 years, to another closet, where they'll be sitting for the next 5 years. And this one I am a huge fan of. In fact, I'm in the process right now of cleaning things out. I think this is actually you should take this to the next level. I think that it's good to do when you move. That's great. You know, if you're moving, it makes it easier to move. You don't have to haul a bunch of stuff around. It's simplify, cut as much stuff out of your life as you possibly can. But I like to do that on a regular basis, like every year or two. Just go through the stuff that I've accumulated and look at it critically and ask myself, do I really need this?
I'd say a general good rule of thumb on that is if you haven't touched or looked at something, picked it up, and used it in a year, do you really need it?
I understand that
there are some things like, I don't know, I've got some picture collections, for example, that I don't really look at and I'm not really ready to get rid of. But I'd say generally when you're going through things, if you don't use it on a regular basis, do you really need it?
There are still some things, like your picture collection, there are still some things that I also have an attachment to some extent. But if you make a point of constantly re-simplifying your life and the amount of stuff that you have in it, it becomes easier to detach yourself from those things that you have the attachments to. If you never, ever clean out anything, or if you barely ever clean anything out, then you'll get attachments to everything. It'll be very difficult for you to actually end up removing something. But if you get in the habit of separating yourself, even something that you've got an attachment on, looking at it critically enough to say, okay, I'm attached to this, but why am I attached to it? Do I really need this? It's been sitting in that box in the closet for 5 years. I haven't touched it. I haven't brought it out. Do I have any realistic belief that I'm actually going to use this in the future, or that for whatever reason I couldn't buy something brand new at that time?
My experience on this is this is true with everything but tools. Now, when it comes to tools, until they start getting really old, they have usefulness, and it's nice to have them around. And most of your life, you're not dealing with tools. You're dealing with clothing and all these other things. Computer parts. That router that you've got that you put in your closet that you thought you might be able to. And no, you're not gonna. It's garbage. Even I don't know if you can sell it on eBay for $1.50. Whatever.
Sell the garage sale.
You need to get rid of it.
For clothing, that's a very good rule. If you haven't worn clothing in over a year, like I have, I go through my clothes on a regular basis and constantly get rid of stuff just because I might wear this, and then I realize that I always say that and I really don't ever wear it.
Mm-hmm. And eBay really is the siren's call for junk collectors because they think that they're going to sell it on eBay. However, they never get around to actually doing it.
There's a lot of steps involved in that.
And so, there's usually companies that will sell your stuff for you and give you 50% or something. I don't know what it is, but give it to them. They will sell it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anyway, huge fan of simplifying your life. It just makes sense. Why collect all that crap? And certainly, if you're going to move from one point to another, why move it around? Why bother? Hour 3's on the way. You bring up anything. What are your tips and your additions? It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.